This is Cynthia Jaji of the Sally's Love. This is Sally's Love Show. I got on a little late today, so I hope and pray that I am on the show. I hope my husband will let me know if he hears me on the show. I just want to welcome everybody to the show. And today's topic is how you can be responsible for creating peace. The things that you can do personally to create peace. So, again, we want to thank all those listeners who have been listening in every week to the show. This is part of Home Base Business 101. And we appreciate everybody who has been listening to Home Base Business 101. We also appreciate Sitaba Jahi, who created this particular format, this particular show. Definitely want to thank him for creating the show for Home Base Business 101. Yes, indeed. I'm going to have to reposition myself. Okay, so we're going to the mall. Okay, so I'm not here with family and trying to do what we're going to do here for a show. But anyway, just speaking of being able to be responsible for how you want to create peace is real important. Hold on a second, I have to give my sister direction. How to create peace in what you're doing in your everyday life, your own personal responsibility. You know, just trying to see what it is that you can do, how you can do your part, and just being responsible for creating inner peace
and just having overall peace and everything that you do. And pretty much realizing the seriousness of that, the reality of that, necessity of that. That's really, really, really a necessary thing to do. So that's where we are right now. And I'm moving around a bit, so trying to find a comfortable spot here to do this. So kind of difficult. I came out today with my family. I got the feeling of moving into a noisier area, but kind of got to feel it out. Okay. So anyway, personal peace. Okay. How do you do your part? What is your part? Well, it's how you start your day. A lot of things that you can do in your own personal space. Your inner self, you know, quite often I'll talk about your inner self. Do the things that you need to do so that you have inner peace. I've taken classes, and different classes that I've taken have allowed me to really embrace inner peace. For example, a yoga class, a meditation class, or you can turn the TV on or a CD or a video of some sort. You could even go on YouTube and find some really good yoga that's for beginners, that's suggested for beginners. And I go on and I actually use the New Nation Music, which I love their music, on YouTube. And it's really good for good meditation. I have the meditation sleep music that I use, but on YouTube, and I purchase music also, but I use it off of YouTube. Music that really allows me to calm myself down at the end of a long day. But, you know, you can put music on in the middle of the day. You have piano music, guitar music. You see, the thing about life is that we have all these choices and alternatives, and sometimes we limit ourselves to what we know. So what I'm going to do is ask you to grow yourself by one new idea. And if you have access to YouTube, utilize YouTube so that you can, you're able to actually grow yourself, make some changes in yourself by what you listen to. Listening to music, there's music that is very soothing. There is Indian music, Native American music, Native American flute music is very soothing. Also, very beautiful other meditation music that specifically says meditation music for sleep and for peace, for cleansing, for cleaning your chakras, which is something that Deepak and Oprah Winfrey talk about. Also, doing the Deepak Oprah Winfrey meditation, that is really good. I highly suggest that one. That's really, really a good one to do. But it's yourself, it's your inner self. Again, you know, Cynthia Jahi of the Just Stars Love Show, part of the home-based business, one-on-one platform created by my husband, Kitawi Jahi. But, you know, whatever you're doing in life, whether it's business or whatever it is, it's just that opportunity to put yourself in the control of your life. And if you study a lot of famous people, they do that. You know, Oprah actually spent, I believe, a week away where she had to be silent for a week. Silent. No cell phone, no friend to talk to, no TV, no radio, no computer. Just totally silent. Are you able to be silent for 15 minutes? Silent. S-I-L-E-N-T. Are you able to be still and calm for 15 minutes? Well, maybe I should say 5 minutes. Again, take a minute and think about that. Think about whether or not you're capable of being okay, just being quiet and being still and being calm yourself without anyone else around. Okay, you've asked yourself that question. You should write these things down. This is about inner peace. Because once you have inner peace, then you can stretch out and you can get peace with other people. We're going to start with the inner peace. And I think there's several layers of peace. There is the inner peace, and that's the peace within yourself and your creator, God, whatever you call God, Jehovah, Allah, whatever you call God. It's having your peace. And then there's a peace between you and a special person in your life or your children, your family. It could be your spouse, your male or female companion, your children, your father, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, family members or close friends on a one-on-one or two or three people basis. Peace within that. And then if you step out of your house, again, peace in your community. Do you bring peace to your community? Are you the person that brings peace? Or do you bring chaos and confusion? That's something we really think about. So I'll ask you to stop for a minute and just think about that. Are you the conduit? Are you the person that brings the drama and the confusion? Or do you bring peace? Do you bring confusion in trying to bring peace? Because I've done that. I've caused confusion thinking of bringing peace. So we got to sometimes really think, wait a minute, what am I really doing? Am I bringing peace? Or am I bringing confusion to a situation? So that's really, really important to think about that. So I just definitely want you to keep those different things in mind as far as peace goes. Getting back to your inner peace, okay, music. You may be a type of person who thinks, the top 40, the pop music, rock or whatever, that's the only music you need to listen to, but really for your inner soul for your comfort, you need some music that's more soothing. So start looking for piano music on YouTube. It is some of the most beautiful music. And the other thing that the people who have put it on YouTube have done a great service for us to affect. They have pictures of beautiful mountains and scenes of nature, the most beautiful animals, mountains, valleys, rivers, beaches, sunsets, sunrises. So you may consider that, the fact that you calm yourself down by participating in nature, allowing nature to soothe you. So let's say that you're in your home. We're not even going to talk about having to go out. We're definitely not going to talk about spending money right now. You're in your home, and you've just gotten up for the morning. How about getting up, and before you even really get up out of the bed, saying thank you, showing gratitude, thank you to your Creator for giving you the breath of life for another day. Your Creator was so kind, so generous, to give you the breath of life for one more day. Take a deep breath, your nose, blow it back out through your mouth or your nose, and do that about 8 times. Breathe in, and then blow it out. Do nose or mouth. I've done both. I like both. Either way, one can be more beneficial to the other. That's not my area of expertise, which one is the best, better than the other at any particular time. I like to do both. So you breathe in and you blow out. Whenever you find yourself getting agitated, do that. Take the time to breathe in and to blow out. Breathe in through your nose and blow out through your nose or your mouth. Again, we all are responsible for our own being, our well-being. So if you want your well-being to be like great, then do these things, because people all over the world, you know, we live in the most modern, the most sophisticated country in the world, and we are the last people on the planet to know how to really nurture and take care of ourselves. And it's our responsibility. You know, you can go to China and Japan, and people are doing Tai Chi and Qigong. You know, you have people in different African nations that are doing different things to give themselves personal comfort. There are people, you know, in Tibet, in the Buddhist community, in different places, who know how to stay quiet. We go places in the South American hemisphere where they have siesta. A siesta is a time of rest. Yet a lot of, I know, westernized movies would make fun of people from our brothers, Latino brothers and sisters, because they do a siesta. A siesta is not about laziness. It's about having some common sense that God gave you to rest on the hottest point of the day. So we got to stop getting things twisted. We need to get educated and make sure we know what time it is and what's going on, and realize that the fast-paced society that we live in, a European-based society, that we need to slow it down like our brothers and sisters and the quote-unquote third-world countries, slow it down and enjoy life and get control of our sanity. And when you get control of your own sanity, then you create what you have is peace. Oh, my goodness. Peace, as the sagas and the gurus say from India, just real stages, I meant to say, real peace and bliss, where you move like Brother Yogananda could move, just move in peace and comfort and just joy, you know. I mean, with all the dancing, everything that Beyonce did, I can see a peace over that young, beautiful young lady, because she's got peace. And what she's doing, because it's some energy, she uses so much energy, and then she goes someplace, I don't know where, but of course she goes someplace where she can get peace. If it's no more than home with the husband and a bathtub or a jacuzzi filled with warm water and some nice smelling something or another, some candles. I could, if I was her, I know that's what I'd do. I love the dance that she does, singing. To have peace and to seek it for yourself. Once you seek inner peace for yourself, you can give it to other people so much more easier, because you have it for yourself. Get it for yourself first, and then you can give it to others and you're saying thank you to the Creator, you know, thank you for a good day, thank you for resting my limbs and my mind and my ears and my eyes and my mouth. Give your body parts some rest. That's another way of saying thank you, legs, for carrying me so far. Thank you, feet, for walking, allowing me to walk. Thank you, butt, for allowing me to sit on you. Thank you. Thank you, stomach and esophagus and everything that's involved with your eating. Well, you know, I'm taking the time out to rest every single part of my body, and it's really, really important. Taking the moment out to rest to your mind. This is really, really critical. You're giving it to yourself and to your own mind, giving yourself peace. So, so, so important. So you have your meditation music. You have music for sleeping, sleep meditation music. You have music at any time during the day that you need to meditate. That could be piano or guitar music is great. A soft drumming could be good too. Also, sitting near water fountains or brooks can be very comforting. A nature walk. But you're in your house, you give yourself peace. Slow down and stop rushing. Have a slow breakfast. Just take your time and consciously take your time. Pray about it before you get started so that you conscious. 99% of people that I know in America rush through breakfast like it's not important and like it's like they're just doing something because they just got to get it done real quick. It's like it's a nuisance. No, breakfast, if you eat breakfast for those people who eat 2 or 3 meals a day, then let it be peaceful and calm, nourishing and worthwhile. So I take my time sometime in the morning and I wash, and then I cut a nice tomato very nicely. And then I take and I pour or sprinkle a little bit of olive oil on it. And I put some cayenne pepper. I set it out the night before so it could be room temperature. So I put a lot of thought into a simple thing as eating a tomato. I choose a tomato in the morning because tomatoes give me tremendous amounts of energy. That's why I choose tomato. It's so much energy that I get from a tomato by itself, people, with the cayenne pepper and the olive oil. And I know this makes me crazy, but I actually end up being quite full from eating my tomato. I'm actually full when I eat my tomato, and I'm, like, really, really happy from eating this tomato. Today, just to let you know, I'm sitting in their period square mall. We came out here to get my mom, who's 90 years old, a pair of shoes, to give her peace because her shoes, she's got the most beautiful shoes, but they were hurting her toes. So, ladies, give yourself some peace. Wear shoes that are comfortable. That can give you a lot of peace by wearing shoes that are comfortable. Very, very important to wear shoes that are comfortable. Give yourself peace. Some of you wear tight jeans, and, you know, you want to wear them for fashion, and, you know, you're dying in those jeans, literally dying in those jeans. Relation. Give yourself something that's going to give you peace. The clothes that you wear should give you peace. They should be loose enough, yet, you know, fashionable enough where you have peace in what you're wearing. You're looking nice, but at the same time, you're not restricting your arms, your breasts, your buttocks, your legs. Your toes aren't being tense. Yes, that's why they make your bathrobe so loose so you can be comfortable in your bathrobe. I'm going to take a little commercial break. This is Such a Stars Love Show. I am Sophia Jahi. I got on a little late. I'm only praying that I'm actually on the show right now. I do apologize. I got all caught up with getting my mom to this mall. And I knew I had to find a quiet place in the mall, but when I got here, my mom did not want the shoes we picked up. She did not want to go shoe shopping. You know, that's what happens when you're fortunate enough to be 90 years of age. She just can say, you can get stubborn sometimes. Doesn't make it easy for everyone else around you, but that's what happened today. So I'm in the mall. Was not planning on being in the mall, but that happened. So I hope you can bear with me, and I hope you can hear me, okay? Okay, so your inner peace, music. Get up in the morning. Get up early, like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and listen to the silence. I pray that you live somewhere where you can actually have silence. I can only pray for you that you can live somewhere where there's silence. That is so important. being able to wake up to silence and do your prayer. And if you live in this pretty safe place where it's quiet, you can step outside and stretch. Do a very slow stretch. Just nothing in particular. Just, you know, stretch over to the right with your arm, or, you know, your arm over your head. To the left. You know, bend your knees and go forward. Deep down and bend your knees and touch your toes. Yes, bend your knees while touching your toes. Flex your feet. Just do different little things with your body. Lift your knees up one by one. Walk around your yard. My husband has a thing. We don't fertilize anything, so we could walk around our yard barefoot. I suggest you do that. He said that's a very good health thing. He's like, he's been doing it for years. Walk around in your yard barefoot. I mean, you have other clothes on now. Do not be naked. Unless you got a pretty tall fence. But get out there and stretch your body and feel the air that God gives you, the breeze, caressing your body and giving you more peace. Again, we spend too much time inside. We spend 98% of our time, well, 95% of our time inside. That is insanity. And we as humans, we're spending 95% of our time outdoors, only coming in to lay down or to come in out of the elements. So really consider this here as a very important thing. That is to be outdoors experiencing nature. You know, just looking at the beautiful, awesome birds, listening to the birds. Birds have different sounds, and it is amazing, the language of the birds. And then listening and looking at squirrels and other animals, depending on where you live at, cats and dogs, and if you're fortunate to live near horses and you have cows, well, you already know the situation with people who are living anywhere where you have horses and cows and chickens. The Creator put all these animals on earth to interact with us. And here we are. What do? We separate ourselves. Beautiful, beautiful, awesome creature. So include that in your life, too. Okay, your personal peace. Pretty much make sure you go to bed at a decent time in the evening. Kind of quiet things down, slow things down. Go into your prayer mode so that you have a quiet evening. And give that peace to your loved ones. Give it to your husband or wife. Give it to your children. Think intentional peace. You just have to think intentional peace. You know, I'm more peaceful than I am anything else. Yeah, I have a few minutes where I can argue about something and act kind of stupid and silly. But then I have enough sense to pull myself together and rein in some peace. When I have to deal with other people, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to argue or fuss with them. I'll have to be diplomatic in how I deal with them and just be, I can be kind of a matter of fact, but basically I just express myself in the most peaceful way that I could possibly express myself because peace is just that important to me. It's really, really, really that important to me. So you're taking your time with your breakfast, you're making sure you get a nice maybe Epsom salt bath, some lavender, something that smells really good, especially ladies, guys. I don't know what you might like, eucalyptus or something. It's kind of medicated to me, so you guys may want to find something else. I think they say lavender is more good for women than it's not really good for men necessarily, but the smell of it is great. You'll put it on your body to smell it. I'm going to almost have to wrap it up in a few minutes, but taking a break. Maybe having a quiet lunch, not necessarily a quietly, and oh my God, it was awesome. Having a quiet lunch, you know, sitting outside. I will always find some place. I remember I used to work at Sally D. Howe at the school in Wilson, North Carolina, and I would just find a quiet bench outside. And I had the best lunch. I didn't have lunch with anybody but me and God and the birds and the bees, you know, things like that in the sky, blue sky, and I had the most awesome lunch. Also, when I lived in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, I would go outside to sit on a bench. This church had a nice bench out there on the lawn, and I would just have the best lunch in the world because it was quiet, and I would go to Martin Luther King Park and have lunch there. I am always seeking a quiet bench, a park, even driving somewhere, sitting in my car, Lincoln Park, Wind Falls Trail. I go out seeking places that are just peaceful because this is my time. My lunchtime is my time, and it's got to be be replenishing my soul. It's got to be more, not so much about what I eat, but about what you're going to eat. And since I had a tomato for breakfast with the cayenne pepper and olive oil, then for lunch, that's when I may have a fruit salad. Fruit salad at that point energizes me. I discovered that kind of funny. I was doing the fruit in the morning, and it was okay, and then I was trying to do salad in the afternoon. But my body, it didn't give me energy. It took energy away from me. So what I did, I reversed it. I have the tomato in the morning, or I have lettuce. There's lettuce with some cayenne pepper and olive oil. And then by lunchtime, I can have any kind of fruit. I could have a banana with walnuts and things on it, or just total fruit salad with, you know, walnuts, strawberries, and bananas, and walnuts and that fruit. Walnuts, you know, it's not, but different types of seeds, pumpkin seeds, things like that, raw. That was without any salt, because let's get rid of the salt. And I could fix a really, maybe 6 to 8 ounce bowl of that fruit with some honey and some cinnamon, maybe. And, oh, my goodness, or have ginger with apple slices with some honey. Oh, my goodness, talk about energized. I am energized. And I had to do that because I was working as a TA in an elementary school, and you cannot get sleepy on any job, but let alone in front of a bunch of kindergarten, first, second graders. Oh, my goodness. So I energized myself that way, and I had cheese. The next thing I want to talk about is what you say out of your mouth. What you say out of your mouth. And that is on the phone and your text messages. Get rid of the four-letter and five-letter words, people, and let's find a way to talk no matter what you have to say. Let's try to reduce, for those of you whom 80% of your language is the four and five letter words, let's switch it around and let's get that down to less than 2% of your words will be four and five letter words. And what that will do is give you more peaceful vocabulary, and it will also force you to use the better words, to use more words out of the dictionary, which will, of course, enhance your intellectual level. But it will give you peace, and you will be bringing peace to others. You will definitely not be causing a lot of drama. Now, with that, I'm trying to say, don't use the words to be sarcastic either. Peace is about peace. So let's do what we got to do to be peaceful, because it really is important. When you think about it, really think about it. Do you really want to be in a situation where you're pushing and pulling and fighting? When you know that, people today carry weapons, you know, people have guns, people have knives. Why would we want to agitate the next driver in the car in front of us, to the right, left? Why would we do that when people are already on edge? So why not find a way to create peace, to help a person feel like, wow, you know, that was nice what she did or what she said, you know. Why not smile and say hello? Even to people who will be thinking, man, they look pretty grumpy. But if you bring a smile to the table, if you're moving in a calm spirit, if you're not rushed, then you're creating peace. You're doing your bit, your part towards in a rush. You're in a calm state. You had a nice, calm breakfast. You have a calming attitude. You had a calm shower, or you had a calm nap at the bath. So now your whole aura is about peace. And that does not mean that you can be a doormat who's going to walk on top of you. What I'm saying is that you emit peace. So therefore, 9 times out of 10, people can give you peace back because you're only giving them peace. They only see peace. Most of the time, people approach me in a peaceful way. I've had children walk up to me and say, "You are so peaceful," and they don't even know me. You know, I did a class once. I had my drum, and we did chanting songs, and it was for career day. And I had neglected to tell the children exactly what I was supposed to be doing. I just got right into them being active with me. And at the end, I said, "You know what, children? These were fifth graders." I said, "I forgot. Mama Jahi forgot to tell you that I was a dance instructor." I said, "Or what I was." So I didn't say the answer. I said, what I was, what I'm presenting. I said, "So can anyone, because some of you begin to tell me what you think I actually do? What is it that I am? What do I do?" And what they told me, one of them in particular said, you bring peace. You bring people peace, and you make people feel peaceful. And I said, wow, I never heard it. No one had ever told me that. One lady says, you know, well, you teach us how to sing pretty songs and teach us how to love ourselves and how to love others and how to play the strong and how to enjoy music. I didn't know that. I didn't know that I was bringing peace. So when children tell you that and you're out in public, you bring peace, then it made me conscious of, like at home with my husband or when I'm with my sister or when I'm with my brothers or if I am in a situation where there's a little bit of agitation or something, even in a business setting, you have to take a deep breath, Cynthia, and make sure you're still bringing what? Consciously, intentionally, bringing peace to the situation. And I'm going to say this here, it may baffle a few people, but you know it's true. You know 99% of the time when you intentionally and consciously bring chaos to a situation. I've seen so many women and men do this. And sisters, I'm so sorry to tell you, but you do it more than the men. You consciously, intentionally agitate people. So you get what you get in return. Agitation, a lot of fighting, a lot of argument, a lot of disagreements with you and a lot of people. And unfortunately, for some of you, it's about how you look. Whether you think your nails are prettier, your dress is prettier, your hair is longer, your lashes are longer, your heels are the most expensive or the red bottoms, or you have the best city outfit, you know, your butt is showing more or your breasts and all that. Let's stop the foolishness and let's be more civilized, more ladylike. And you can still be yourself, but, you know, we become so competitive and therefore we become so vicious. Just enjoy what God has blessed you to be. I saw a young lady on a speaker's group on motivating. It was women who motivate. And Oprah was one of them. I think it was a TED Talk. And this young lady, I do not know her name, but she stood there at TED Talk. And at first I thought that she was anorexia. She's not anorexia. It's some type of unfortunate disease or ailment or situation that she had to live with. And she's extremely thin, tall, and she has, you know, a health situation that we can only thank God, you know, that we most of us don't, and pray for her. But guess what? Through all of the things that she's been through, the drama that other people who got everything the way they want it, look, you know, they got the hair, the look, the right skin and height, weight, they've been giving her drama and being so mean to her. But thank God she was able to find a place of peace and use that to push herself to a better, to put that behind her. And she's now a motivational speaker. And the next time I come on the show, I'm going to say her name. And hopefully we can get her to speak on this platform. She's at a higher level of speaking, so I don't know if it's possible, but I hope you can find her, and I will take the responsibility of finding her name because I think her name needs to be out there so that we can stop making the big dying blast deal about butts and breasts and long hair and long eyelashes and fake nails and fake butts and fake boobs. And start having more compassion. We walk around as women being absolutely the most disgusting creatures. We're, you know, we're pushing all this out there, and none of it's nice, and it takes away from your real beauty. It really does. Whoever you are, wherever you are, it takes away from your real, real beauty. And so what you say out of your mouth and then how you treat people is going to be critical on my list. How you treat people, how you treat yourself, and then that sends out a message as to how you're going to treat other people. And this message goes to everyone that has a mouth that can speak, or even if you can't speak, how you treat other people. And that includes children, how you treat your children, how you teach your children how to treat people. So this is Cynthia Jahi of the Jasaris Love Show. I want to end this here on a peaceful note. I want to wish love and peace. Everyone, to the mothers out here, have a happy, happy Mother's Day. Listen out for the Home-Based Fitness 101 show with Baba Jahi at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. That's Eastern Standard Time. We love you. We want you to have peace. We want you to be intentional. Your Creator loves you. He created you and put you in a world where there's so many beautiful gave you. the opportunity to create and think and to enjoy the setting that he set you in, amongst beautiful trees, amongst beautiful rocks. So, again, remember to take that deep breath several times a day and then exhale. Take a good, deep, nice bath. Go to bed at a decent time. Create yourself and recreate yourself to be a more peaceful human being, and therefore you will be able to give out peace. You will be known as a peaceful person. With that being said, this is the Jazari's Love Show. Cynthia Jahi signing off. Have an absolutely super weekend. Good day.